Chapter 12. Voice from the Past. The Medicae Harum was eerily quiet and smelled of unguent and healing agents. Machine glow lit up the treatment bays punched into the wall. Of the 20, 3 were occupied by injured inquisitorial agents. Veritas was situated in the very last. Venand trod carefully, wary of disrupting the calm of the ward. Tanks of brightly coloured fluids bubbled in decorative brackets. Her servo-skull escort floated behind her. A second detached itself from an alcove in the wall and floated to the first. Venand paused as the two exchanged security codes. The Medicae skull swung about. A compact auger embedded in the polished bone of its eye socket swept her up and down with a broad beam of red light. An arcane, psychically sensitive picked unit in the other eye took a snapshot of her soul. A mechadendrite whipped out and jabbed her with a needle. She winced as it drank her blood.
"Venand Margaretha A, genetic imprint confirmed," said the skull. "Aura imprint confirmed. Security clearance Ultima Black confirmed. Welcome, Lady Inquisitor."
Its machine spirit satisfied, the Medicae servo skull withdrew to its alcove. Nestled inside, it became just another part of the room's decoration. The Coroner General of the Inquisition himself treated Veritas. Dressed in severe black robes, he waited for Venand at the foot of Veritas's bed.
"Lady Inquisitor," said the Coroner.
"How is he?"
"He will be dead soon," the Coroner said boldly. "There is nothing we can do. Vangarich was thorough with his poison. The Inquisitorial representative's body is undergoing cellular collapse. I have tried every sanctioned technique and treatment, and a few that are not. He does not have long. I have interred him in a stasis field at his request, because he wished to speak with you before the end. Alone. I am sorry, Representative."
The Coroner General bowed his head and departed. Through the blue shimmer of the stasis field, Veritas looked impossibly small and frail. His armour had been removed, and he was swaddled in bright white sheets. Hesitantly, she shut off the field, knowing that in doing so she signed his death warrant. Venand had seen many people die in the course of her duty. They had never troubled her. This one death of a man who had tried to kill her did. The field vanished like ice from a heated window. Veritas drew in a long, rasping breath. His mouth gaped and his eyes rolled before he settled himself.
"Venand."
"I am here, Veritas."
Age had him firmly now. He appeared so ancient that he should not be alive, his skin sagging so much his skull was visible beneath it. But his mortal frame contained life yet, and he fixed rheumy eyes on her and smiled.
"I half expected Vangarich."
"So you know it was him," she said.
"The conclusion did not require a great leap of logic. How long have I been suspended?"
5 days, she said. "I came as quickly as I could. There have been complications."
"Vangarich has assassinated the rest of the High Lords."
Venand nodded.
"Most of them. Lansung and Veriolt were set up to look like they'd murdered each other. Their bodies were discovered by Eckhart, but it's probable he is an officio assassinorum plant. Sark and Anwar had their souls sucked out by a member of the Colexus Temple. Gibran was killed within the Navigator's Quarter in what looks like an internal squabble between the houses."
"Vangarich's hand will have mixed that pot."
"I don't doubt it. The same can be said of Tull's death. She killed herself, but I believe she was encouraged. She had a long-standing servant who vanished the night of her death. Zek was killed by Krul. Only Kubik seems to have escaped, and I cannot be sure if he has. He may have struck a deal with Vangarich, the Paternova certainly did, but Vangarich held Kubik and Lansung most responsible for the Orc crisis. If I know him, he will have gone after the Fabricator General zealously." "And there is, of course, you," said Venand.
She laced her hands behind her back and averted her eyes, uncomfortable at the emotion she was showing. Then she remembered that was a particular posture of Vangarich's, and put her hands at her side.
"I make the full house. I expected him to move against me. I attempted to prevent it, but I underestimated his cunning,"
said Veritas.
"The poison? How did he administer it to you?"
on the potus terrae in the observation gallery. It was the only opportunity he had. My own quarters were hermetically sealed.
But you drank no wine nor took anything else from his hand.
You did, said Veritas, and you live. The wine was not poisoned.
The pressure leak, said Venand. But our servo skulls detected nothing in the gas mix that should have caused you harm, and like the wine, I was exposed. I am still fine. I've been thoroughly examined. Veritas nodded weakly. His papery skin rasped on the crisp sheets.
The gas mix was non-toxic on its own, but it contained an agent that reacted with the compounds my suit produces for me to breathe. A single molecular binding altered my serums to a form indistinguishable from the benevolent variety, but enough to turn them deadly in my system. It reversed my anti-gerontic medicines, so they attacked my genetic code where they should have preserved. By the time I was ill enough to notice, the damage was irreparable. I am too old to recover from this.
He laughed dryly.
Vangorich is clever. He used what was keeping me alive to kill me.
Then I am at risk too, said Venand. She began to pace. I should stay away from the palace. If I take refuge here in the Inquisitorial Fortress, I should be safe enough. From there I can set the Inquisition to eliminating him.
Not yet. You cannot kill him. You must let him live.
What? Said Venand, ceasing her pacing in surprise.
Vangorich will have contingency plans. He will have a means to govern. We have none. Remove him now, and civil war will engulf the Imperium. His cover-ups may look sloppy to us, but the doubt they will sow means that nobody will trust anybody else. Succession struggles will tear the Adeptor apart. At this time in history, it will result in the dissolution of the Dominion of Man and an end to our species. You must come to an arrangement with him.
He will kill me.
He will not. Venand, he does not want you dead. I had the wine tested. It contained an antidote.
But the poison was tailored to you. I was not at any risk.
He went out of his way to protect you, Venand. He has affection for you. You must work with him for the time being. You are his weakness. He respects you, but his personal feelings cloud his judgment.
I know how he feels, she said softly. He would kill me regardless.
He would, so you must not give him any reason to. You must bide your time. Convince him you are sincere in your support. Only then will you be able to strike.
That might take years, said Venand.
Then so be it. Stability and continuity are what we need now. Let Thane have his founding and the worlds of the Imperium rebuilt. Only through strength can we resist tyranny. And now we are weak.
You don't agree with what he has done, do you?
Do you?
Countered Veritas.
Both of us have spoken of removing the High Lords in the past, though they rule by fiat of the Emperor himself.
Venand thought a moment. I cannot agree with his actions. He behaved unilaterally. Thane effectively made him regent of the Imperium. He did not need to go so far.
In my opinion, it was Thane's appointment that emboldened him to do so.
Veritas drew in a sharp, painful breath. He did not have long. Venand knelt by his side. His plan was to have you be Lord Protector, not he, or so he told me.
A lie or a truth, it doesn't matter. If I had been appointed, Vangorich would have dangled an antidote to the poison in front of me. He would have taken measures to ensure I didn't refuse. The only material difference is that he rules openly rather than manipulating events as he planned. And you are in the position I would have been in, supporting him for fear of something worse. I apologize for that. It is a heavy burden.
Veritas paused a moment, coming to a decision, a fresh resolution.
Venand, I must tell you things now that no other person alive knows.
You have more secrets, she said.
My secrets have secrets,
he said, and smiled.
Vangorich may have the best interests of the Imperium at heart, but he will fail. No man can rule the Imperium alone. You must keep the Inquisition independent until this episode is over. Remain vigilant against corruption. No one is immune. I have seen how chaos can take the best of us. I was there on the Vengeful Spirit when the Lunar Wolves were corrupted from within.
The Vengeful Spirit? The Lunar Wolves? Venant frowned. The War Master Horus's ship? That's impossible. No standard human has lived so long.
I have. I did. I am over 1,500 years old.
He reached out with his hand. When Venant took it, he surprised her with the power of his grip.
I knew him, Venant. I knew the War Master. Horus did not begin as anything other than a loving son of the Emperor, but he was proud and he was arrogant, and so when he was tested, he did not have the strength to resist. Do you not see? If he fell, anyone can. There are holes in the armor of the mightiest man. The influence of chaos is pernicious. It is a slow poison. A man might think he does great good when he does terrible evil. You must. You must.
He took in a heaving breath. His eyes locked on to Venan's, and he held her hand so tightly the bones ground together. Death hovered close at hand, and when he spoke again, he did so quickly.
You must make sure the Inquisition does not lose its focus. The threats of the material universe are nothing when set alongside the dangers of chaos. It can strike any time, corrupt any heart. The road to damnation is travelled with small steps, and the paving is engraved with noble intentions. By the time we look up from our feet, we find ourselves staring into the furnaces of damnation.
No one of any influence like Horus has fallen to chaos since the heresy, said Venant.
Our vigilance has weakened. There have been others, planetary governors among them, who have heard chaos's siren call. It is only a matter of time until someone of higher station treads the infernal trail beaten by the War Master. Beware of the Adeptus Astartes. They are our greatest defenders, but they can become greater enemies. They are not equipped for failure. I am afraid the end of this crisis may beget more terrible problems than we have endured yet. If the Space Marines fell to chaos once, they might do again. The Lunar Wolves, they showed me how it can happen,
he gasped.
They were brought low by pride and false grievance. Their turning damned the War Master. Always look to the masses as well as the figureheads. Chaos strikes at both.
I shall. I will.
Do not lose heart. The lures of chaos are manifold,
he said, panting shallowly.
The powers of the dark gods are terrifying, but they are not boundless in their might, and they are opposed. There is light in the universe. You must have faith. The Imperial Creed is the truth, Venant. I have seen the power of the Emperor at first hand, the way he shields us. He watches us all. He protects us. Never forget that. Even now, as he sits entombed upon the golden throne, he is with us. I take comfort in that, although I have seen so much that would test the most pious. My successor, the one you will choose to lead the Ordo Malleus, they must be pure. Anyone who opposes chaos directly is exposed to its temptations. The finest soul can be blackened. They must be kept honest, focused not on their duty, but why they do their duty. Do you understand me?
Venant nodded.
I do.
She looked down at the wizened example of humanity in the bed, so emaciated and frail his body made but a wrinkle under the sheets. She looked into his face wonderingly. Could a man truly live 1,500 years?
Now there is something I have to give you. Press your palm to mine. Quickly.
She shifted her grip on his hand. Veritas spoke swift words under his breath. Venan cried out as a sharp pain stabbed into her palm, growing hot to the point of agony.
Hold still. Bear the pain. I pass to you the key to Titan. Without it, you will not be able to enter the monastery there.
The pain grew. Venan gritted her teeth. It reached a crescendo, and she gasped.
You must go to Titan, said Veritas. Seek out the Supreme Grand Master of the Grey Knights. Seek out Janus. pass on to him our plans, and tell him they have my blessing.
His breath rattled in his chest. His eyes slid closed.
Is it true?
She whispered.
Did you really know Horus? It is the truth, said Veritas.
With a last effort, he pulled on Venan's hands, his knuckles white, half lifting his frail body. His face lost some of the lines of pain, becoming open and lighter. He smiled, pleased to share his great secret at last.
My name was Kirill Sinderman. I was chief iterator to the 63rd expedition of the Great Crusade. I was present when Horus abandoned the love of the Emperor for the lies of the enemy. I was there as the Lunar Wolves were corrupted from within. I was there at Istvan III when brother turned on brother. I endured the siege of Terra, and I knew Saint Euphrates, the first of the saints, as a friend.
He sank back into the mattress.
And?
He gasped.
And?
Venand leaned in. His last words were as arid and hushed as wind blowing over sand.
And I was there the day the Emperor slew Horus.
A last wheezing breath passed from Veritas's lungs, followed by a thread of bloody dribble. His heart fluttered under the sheets, then stilled. Venand bowed her head. On impulse, she planted a kiss on Veritas's, on Cinderman's, dry forehead. As she pulled free from the dead man, she saw an open, bloodless wound in his palm. Her own twinged in sympathy, and she rubbed at it. There was a small scar transecting the lines of her hand. Beneath it, she felt the lump of an implanted device. She must go to Titan. But first, there was someone she must set free.